This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. U.S. Representative Rodney Davis hosted a press call this morning following his recent trip to Cuba as part of a bipartisan agriculture trade mission to establish new economic development and export opportunities for Illinois farmers. The trip, which was sponsored by the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, included meetings and discussions with officials from the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Alimport, which coordinates all overseas purchases in Cuba, a tour of the Cuban marketplace, and several additional diplomatic meetings. Trade mission participants included officials from the Illinois Chamber of Commerce, Illinois Farm Bureau, Illinois Soybean Growers, Illinois Corn, and AgCo. Congressman Davis said there were both encouraging and discouraging signs on the trip, but he is optimistic that an Illinois-Cuba working group office will be opened in the future.
Well, there are encouraging signs, but there are also some not so encouraging signs. You know, since I traveled there 10 years ago, I expected more privatization and more innovation in the country of Cuba and less governmental control. Unfortunately, I didn't see as much as what I'd hoped. So, frankly, some things disappointed me when it came to the government and its complete control over what is seemingly most aspects of society still. I am optimistic that we can work together to open up an Illinois-Cuba working group office. That's something that we talked to the Cuban officials about on numerous occasions, so that Illinois could have direct access when working with government officials and hopefully more privatized officials too throughout Cuban society in the upcoming years. So that, I think, can be a very positive development.
The congressman also noted that Cuba is in need of American products and is hopeful that if they will allow trade to expand, the products will be in high demand.
Well, they clearly could, but they're, as I saw 10 years ago and I saw just a few days ago, they're clearly not getting the products and the commodities that the Cuban people need to thrive. They were used to getting American products, and we heard this from many folks during our trip. And they liked the quality of American products. They liked the quantity of American products. And right now, they're not getting those. So I think once they see the benefits of continuing to trade and getting American products, I think the Cuban people will hopefully demand those products, too.
When I asked Congressman Davis what his response would be when asked why we should expand trade with Cuba, this is what he had to say.
Because I think it's the only way to rid the Cuban people of the disastrous Castro regime, because what we've done over the last 50-plus years clearly has not worked.
Again, that was a recap of the press call this morning I had with Congressman Rodney Davis following his ag trade mission to Cuba. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Renewable Fuels Association announced today that the National Ethanol Conference has been selected to participate in the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Buyer Program. This is the first time the National Ethanol Conference has participated in the program, which recruits pre-screened foreign buyer delegations from U.S. embassies and consulates worldwide and brings them to selected trade shows and conferences in the U.S. This serves as a way to connect U.S. companies with international buyers. The countries that will be represented at the conference are Brazil, China, India, Mexico, and the Philippines. The National Ethanol Conference is set to take place in February the 15th through the 17th in New Orleans. In other ethanol news, the American Ethanol takes center stage this weekend at Kansas Speedway. Mark Lambert of National Corn Growers Association says educational efforts continue at the racetrack this weekend to inform consumers about the benefits of ethanol.
It's a very big weekend for us for two reasons. One, we're kind of getting close to the end of the season. It's a lot of corn grower partners. And then on the other side of the equation, we have our ethanol industry partners through Growth Energy. So we do these events throughout the season, and we reach an awful lot of fans, not just at the track, but because of all the things we do related to the activities at the track. So it's just a great opportunity to reach out to fans and people that are kind of car savvy and are interested in these messages anyway.
Through grower support, the program targets consumers at racetracks throughout the year. Lambert says those efforts are paying off.
You know, we've actually been tracking the change in attitudes on fans over the course of time, and we're showing some pretty spectacular numbers, not only that they recognize that, you know, ethanol is in the sport, but why it's there. And the other part of it was the, you know, the green angle, the environmental benefits, you know, cutting emissions at the track by 20%, a huge deal for consumers. But what ended up happening is, even though we weren't covering this in our messages directly, we got spillover effects. So people started to understand that the jobs that are created by the ethanol industry, what it does for keeping dollars in the domestic economy and importing less oil, you know, better for consumer choice at the pump and the price that they're paying for their gasoline.
Lambert explains what fans can expect at Kansas Speedway this weekend.
Well, one of the kind of the go-to options for us at track has been to bring in the biofuels trailers. It's a large trailer that has a lot of educational materials inside it, videos. But to me, the real important element of that are the tables we set up out front and the human interaction, because we're going to have, you know, people that are representing corn and ethanol. They're going to be talking to fans. And seems a little like, you know, trying to win hearts and minds one at a time, but it tends to be a little more aggressive than that, because over the course of, you know, the 3 days out there at the racetrack, we will talk to hundreds, if not thousands, of people. It's a very effective way to build support.
The efforts will continue after this weekend as well.
We'll be going to Texas next month. We were out on the East Coast a couple times earlier this year, and in the early years, we didn't find that kind of knowledge and support. I mean, in fact, some of those people were, you know, pretty antagonistic to ethanol, and they thought it was going to make their wheels fall off. We've seen that change, and markedly so, and it's a good thing. I mean, we're investing a lot of energy and grower dollars in this, so it's, you know, it's a very productive program.
Lambert says the message continues at every track with the American Ethanol green flag and the green fuel ports on every car in the top three NASCAR series. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.